Welcome to the On the Shelf podcast with host Joanna Lewis from The Pharmacist's Guide. The podcast features conversations about wellness, including nutrition, supplements, skincare, and anything else on the shelf. On top of the importance of our physical wellness, we will also touch on mental and emotional wellness throughout our episodes.
Welcome to the On the Shelf podcast, everyone. Sponsored by Pharmacy Times, this podcast focuses on anything you can find on the shelf, specifically in the drugstore, including skincare, beauty products, supplements, and over-the-counter medications. We also touch on mental, physical, and emotional wellness, and today we're going to talk about skincare and a little bit of emotional wellness. I am your host, Joanna Lewis. I am a pharmacist and creator of the online platform, The Pharmacist Guide, and our guest today is someone very special to me and someone that I have been lucky enough to develop a relationship with through social media. To me, she is such a light and inspires me every time I talk to her. She is a clinical pharmacist and creator of the skincare brand Imagen Company, with the mission to bridge the gap between science and nature to improve your skin's health. Welcome, Allison. We are so excited to have you today.
Hey, Joanna, I'm so excited to be able to be here with you.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to pivot a little bit.
Sure.
And talk about emotional wellness, since this is wellness-centered. And you did talk about this briefly earlier, kind of how you teeter on burnout, or you kind of cross that line just because you are very high-functioning and you take on a lot. What is the most important thing that you do for yourself, or what have you learned about yourself that you need to do just to keep yourself balanced?
Oh, I'm going to tell on myself here. well, if I'm being really honest, I am someone that has had to really become aware and very, very understanding of burnout, because I have been there several times. I tend to, even with pharmacy residents coming into the hospital, I tend to tell them, I need you to know that you're going to get to burnout, and it's very normal, and you need to recognize what that looks like and feels like for you, and you need to have a toolbox in place for pulling out of that, because you're going to do this several times in your career. The reason why is, you know, in my opinion, healthcare professionals are so easily burnt out because by definition, we are giving of everything that we are, giving of our time, our experience, our love, and our nurturing, whether that's nursing, pharmacists, physicians, it does not matter in a healthcare setting. And ultimately, if we can't be good for ourselves, we cannot be good for others. And that might be hard for certain people to hear. And I was raised in a household with wonderful parents, but by a nurse and by a farmer. And these are people, these are career choices that give, and, you know, don't take time for themselves. And for me to be raised like that, I thought that that is normal to just give. But I always felt inside that I needed to do something for myself to be able to give to others. So I think that's important for people to know. It's not a selfish thing to take time for yourself, whatever that may be. For me, I had to burn out a couple of times with, you know, three hours of sleep every night for a year before I realized, do I want my company to be the long haul? Do I want this to be something that I'm doing and I'm not giving up in a couple of years? Yes. So I had to find ways to manage that. For me, I would love to say that I'm a meditation type person. I am not. I cannot stay still that long. But what I can do is active meditation is something I've become pretty familiar with in the past, I would say, year, that has been so wonderful for me. Active meditation for me looks like journaling. If I can make myself sit down to take time to write, that is so cathartic for me. It's crazy how good it is for me. Number two, the other thing that I do for active meditation is I get out in nature. I'm a hiker. I used to be a high altitude hiker years ago. It was more of kind of this achievement piece of myself where I went and climbed Kilimanjaro in Africa, and I did Rainier and Washington, and I was training for a large mountain in South America. And I ended up tearing my labrum and my gluteus medius, and it kind of put me out of commission. And I learned that being in nature did not have to be this like go, go, go thing for me. I learned that in the past year. Instead, just getting out and walking or hiking and just taking deep breaths is very, very meditative for me. And it kind of brings me back down. I also have had to build in some pretty strong boundaries for myself. And this is a daily battle for me. Anyone in my household would tell you this, that when I get in my house after working, whatever that may be for the day, I am on my phone, I'm on a laptop, I am working, whether I'm formulating, whether I'm making decisions for my company, whether I'm taking care of patients. It is nonstop brain functioning, high functioning, and also kind of this digital age that we're in. I have to put my phone up. I have to force myself to put anything electronic up for an hour to 2 hours. Because if it was up to me, I would keep going until my face hit the bed. And I functioned like that for years. And ultimately, I ended up just really burning out because of that. So it's almost like you have to outsmart yourself, if that makes sense. You have to really say, okay, what are the things that are the warning signs of, I know that I'm just starting to really burn out? And you have to build that toolbox. For me, my toolbox is putting up the devices. I can't put them up forever, but I can put them up for a couple of hours. Also active meditation in nature and writing. And also I wish I could be a big, avid book reader. I wish I could. I am more in an audiobook, podcast listener, because it's kind of this active functioning, right? And I'm going, you know, 700 miles an hour every day. But I've got two books right now I'm reading that are just transformative for me. So I feel like if I can get a great book that is speaking to me wherever I am in my life, that is also really helping me to kind of take down that that burnout functioning, if that makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, can you share? I love good book recommendations.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, where I am right now,
if you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm super transparent about it. I'm 41 and, I am at, I would say, the place in my life where I'm starting to, like, I'm a huge therapy proponent. I have a wonderful therapist. I could not live without a therapist. I actually got my BS in psychology before I went to pharmacy school. So I love human connection, communication, interactions. It's super fascinating to me, but I love connecting with people. And so I'm a big proponent of therapy. But where I am right now is really at 41, looking back and seeing all these things that made me who I am to this point, but also seeing the things that I might want to change for the next kind of second half of my life, if that makes sense. And one of those things is, as women, I'm a big, big girl power, gal. And I really want to start to listen to my intuition and know that that is serving me to be the healthiest, best version of myself. I have battled my whole life. I mean, maybe it's because I'm Southern or maybe it's the way I was raised, but I really battle people pleasing and worry of judgment. And I think everybody does to some point. I unhealthily battled that for years, you know, just really not, you know, I can say, take yourself into account and make sure that you're doing the things that you need for yourself. But I can say that now. It took me years to know that that's okay to feel like that. That's a high functioning piece of who I am, to know that and not feel guilty about that. Right. So I battled really this people pleasing judgment of making decisions for others for a very large part of my, you know, 20s and 30s. And so now I am looking at that and really listening to my intuition as a woman and knowing that that is my heart and my soul and my deepest form of consciousness speaking to me to be the best version of myself for my purpose that I have of, you know, my life on this earth. And there is one book that is just insane right now that I mean, the entire book is dog marked or dog eared, whatever. It's called Women Who Run with Wolves. And
ooh, I'm writing that down.
Oh my gosh. It is unbelievable. It is I think she's an anthropologist, of different like cultures. She goes to different cultures and she takes these archaic, kind of tales that different cultures tell their own cultures, if that makes sense. Like, you know, they kind of hand them down to the younger generation, and there's so many deep meanings behind this. And it speaks to women knowing that your birthright, our birthright, is the intuition that we're given. And through years on this earth and through society and civilization, we are taught to dampen and to stuff that intuition. And we start to live for others. And we start to worry about what makes us us. And we start to conform. And this book is all about getting back to what is called, quote unquote, your wild woman, which is the purest form of yourself and listening to your intuition. So I'm telling you, it is just a profound book. And another book that I'm reading right now is called The Biology of Belief. And it's by Dr. Lipman, who has written.
I know him. Yes. Or I'm familiar with his books. They're great.
Oh, wow. I mean, he has written so many studies. I mean, we do a PubMed search and you can find so many studies from him. But I just started this last week and it's really, really cool because it's talking about at a very cellular level, how we can train ourselves and train our bodies and our mind to prolong our life, prolong our age, our life here on this earth with positive thinking. And it's such a nerd book. Like, it speaks to the cellular level. We're talking about like mitochondria, you know, and ribosomes.
Yeah.
And it speaks to that language that we understand as pharmacists or, you know, as healthcare providers, but it's really more of a philosophical approach to what positive thinking and affirmations and also surrounding yourself with these positive people, does for your, you know, your age and your age process. It's just fascinating to me.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going to look those up later today. And I think we need to have a follow-up podcast because you and I are close in age. And I think just talking about, you know, the people pleasing and all these ingrained behaviors that in my mind, I've had to kind of outgrow and push through to be the person that I want to be and to be able to handle and be balanced and, you know, let go of expectations. I feel like there's so much intertwined in that we could talk about, but I really appreciate you sharing your insight.
Oh, you're welcome. It's, you know, I'm really happy that we're at a place in this day and age that mental health is much more of a conversation that is not as taboo as it might have been, you know, back in, let's say, like my parents' day. But I could not live without therapy. If our brains are not healthy, if my brain is not healthy, and if I don't have emotional health, because emotional health is such an important facet of mental health, I'm just a mess. I'm an absolute mess.
And I don't think it's like been normalized. Like, well, what you said about how you tell your residents, like, expect to be burnout, like that message was not around when I was first starting out. And I think that's so important.
Well, it is important because, you know, quick fixes. I mean, I am me, and you are you, but everyone has their thing, right? Everyone has their positives and negatives and flaws. And some people in burnout might reach for unhealthy toolbox. And that could be drugs, alcohol, unhealthy decision-making, whatever that looks like. And ultimately they did not set out to make those decisions. They set out to be a giving person with a purpose. And if we're just talking about healthcare and to not focus on mental health and knowing boundaries and recognizing burnout, is just so irresponsible. As friends, but also colleagues, to not give that information, to say, this is normal, it's going to come. So let's go ahead and set up what it looks like for you to be able to take a beat, to be able to come back to be your best self. Otherwise, someone might start reaching for really unhealthy avenues, and then ultimately their entire life changes, you know, because they just did not have the toolbox for burnout. It's really important.
Exactly. Yeah. They get pushed into, you know, like you said, an unhealthy behavior or coping mechanism or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. So to finish up, there's a couple questions I ask everybody on the podcast. And I wanted to ask you, because this is on the shelf, what is your favorite over-the-counter skincare product?
Oh gosh. Does it have to be topical?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If it's a oral product for skin health, I would say spirulina. I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent of chlorophyll heavy supplements. Spirulina, or just, you know, chlorophyll is so wonderful for our skin health, but also our internal endogenous, you know, antioxidant health. So that's one. If it's a topical product that's over the counter, you said, I would say a really wonderful straight multimolecular hyaluronic acid. They are now available OTC really anywhere. And those are just such great products for all skin types, for kind of plumping the skin, but pulling in moisture. So I think that would probably be one.
So for the chlorophyll and the spirulina, do you do like the drops, or would you take the tablets?
So I do the tablets. There's a great company, and I have it in a supplement highlight on my social media account for Imogene & Co. But I take the tablets. It depends on what where your chlorophyll is being sourced from. Again, it all comes down to the ingredients, and it all comes down to the sourcing. And I choose to do the tablets. Now, they do offer, this company also offers it in a powder form. It is absolutely horrendous. I've mixed it into anything you can. I just can't stomach it. But as a tablet, yeah, I choose the tablets.
Okay. And then what is something or some things, like a couple things that you always have in your medicine cabinet?
Oh gosh. Let's see. I always have ibuprofen. I'm not a Tylenol girl. It just does not help me with headache or muscle aches, because now I'm getting older. I would say ibuprofen. I would say usually it's an Imogene & Co. product. I have the Healer Balm and our signature Scar Salve now that are always in my medicine cabinet, because it's kind of like the dad on My Big Fat Greek Wedding who used Windex forever. That is what the Healer Balm and the Scar Salve are like. They just pretty much cure anything topical. So I would say those. And what is something else? A really great anti-itch cream. Those would probably be the main things I would reach for.
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially with kids, I feel like I always, especially the last three that you mentioned, I need that Scar Salve for my boys.
Oh yes. It's a good one to have on hand.
I know. So is there an over-the-counter category that either now or before you maybe had the pharmacy knowledge that you do now just gave you a lot of angst? Like you didn't want to go to that corner of the drugstore because it was overwhelming.
Well, you know, I would say, kind of the supplements in general. Now I don't feel this way, because I've done such a deep dive. And I think this is important to note as a pharmacist in pharmacy school. I don't know now how it's really taught, but there's not a ton of focus put on more herbal remedies other than knowing they're bad for you. And I don't feel that way. I think that there is so much, there's so many positive things in specific herbal supplements. Again, it depends where they're being sourced from, if they're in their purest form. But the problem from a pharmacist standpoint with herbal supplements, which is what we're taught in school, is that they're not regulated by the FDA. Therefore they're bad. That's not, you know, I don't take that stance that just because they're not regulated by the FDA, they're bad. I think that now after doing so much research, I think it's just all in the education and knowing what you're looking for and the right way to use these things. But when I was a pharmacy student, let's say in an internship or something like that, when I was in a retail setting, anything that would be more of the herbal supplements, I was just like, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's specifically for hormone replacement. I was like, absolutely not. Don't come to me. I need to go back to the books on those.
No, you're so right. In our herbal class, first of all, our teacher scared the crap out of us. Like you said, like, you know, they're not regulated and there's only, I remember like zinc, but only in this dosage. There was like maybe just a handful, like five, that had any research behind them. They're like, everything else is bad. Everything else doesn't work. And that approach is, I don't think, you know, I wish I had learned more, and I know it now, like you said, but maybe the bigger principles behind it so that we could critically think our way through these recommendations and these supplements.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I remember, and again, it's been a while, it's been 15 years, but one thing that really stuck out to me was, you know, as a pharmacy student, we are taught so many medications that are FDA approved medications. And the one thing that always stuck out to me that was taught to me is the reason herbals are bad, or basically, you know, we were given the way that we're supposed to not recommend these, is because they interact with these FDA approved medications. And that is true, depending on what your dosage is, that all drugs can interact just like skincare ingredients can interact. And that's one of the most important things as a pharmacist that we can do, is be a wealth of knowledge and a free resource in a retail setting to help people know what interactions will happen and which ones won't. So let's say in a hospital, when I was a full-time pharmacist, and I might have a patient, you know, come into the hospital on my service, and they take 30 herbal supplements and 30, you know, prescription medications. That's a tough patient, because we're going to have interactions because there's that many things swirling around in the body. But in general, you know, saying an overall umbrella statement that herbal supplements are bad because they're not regulated by the FDA, I don't subscribe to that school of thought. But I do subscribe to the school of thought that it's important to know lay it out on a table. What are we taking? And let's make sure we have the safest way and the safest approach to have you be the best version of yourself and healthiest.
Absolutely. No, thank you for that. So lastly, I know you mentioned a couple new products on the horizon, but what is new, or what's in store for Emagina Company, and where can we find you?
I would say what's in store, to keep very consistent with the high quality skincare that we offer and that I strive to create. We are a small business that is growing rapidly, and for my team and I to keep up with that and really to continue giving the customer service that we do, with every purchase, everyone gets a personalized regimen card. So you know exactly how to use your regimen. We make sure that people feel that they can always come directly to us or me on the website or social media. So being able to still give the same level of customer service and personalization is very important to me. And it's very important to my customers. So that's number one. Number two, for products, the Scar Salve was the other product that was a 2-year production for me to really get that right. And we just launched it a couple of weeks ago. That and the eye serum were the two biggest launches I've had in my company. And I would say right now we're just preparing for our holidays, and the holidays get real wild, and we try to do really fun holiday seasonal things, as well as, you know, bundle our sets in the best way for our customers. And obviously we do a sale, but I like to really think about creative, fun things that allow people to come to our company, not just for great high quality skincare, but just fun things for holidays. So we are about to start our production, and we start in August every year. And then for products for next year, I am working on an alpha hydroxy acid product. I am starting on that tinted sunscreen at some point, and I would love to try a hydrating mask if I had time. I launched a lip and cheek tint this year and it has done extremely well and I'm so in love with it, but I have a second color coming out in October, right before the holidays. So I think kind of building on that and seeing what our customer base really likes and how to keep giving them the best way to streamline a skincare approach is really the ultimate goal. Where you can find Imogene & Co. You can find Imogene & Co. on our website at imogeneandco.com. On Instagram, our account handle is Imogene Co, all one word, and it's spelled E-M-O-G-E-N-E. It was my grandmother's name. So Imogene Co, and then also on Facebook, Imogene & Co.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to post all of that, those links in the show notes too. And I want to put a little plug in for your holiday products, because I know you had this amazing scrub in the past. And candles, and I love them both. So,
oh, for the holiday. So we will still have that same candle come back, which is really exciting because I've heard another women owned. She's a one woman show, and she's fantastic. She's local. Her company is called Pair Candle, P-A-R-E, and she does the most beautiful, very intentional candles, and they're pure and clean. And so she creates Imogene & Co. specific scents that we work together on. So we have the one from last season will come back. It's a peppermint chocolate that is phenomenal.
I love that one. Yes.
I will say this, our Imogene & Co. candle called Golden Hour. I worked with her on that scent for about 3 months, and that is our candle we have year round now. And I think I love it more than the peppermint chocolate. And it's very like amber, like an amber and vanilla, and it's just so warm and fuzzy. And then we have another scent coming. So that is going to be very, very fun. So we'll have another candle. We have the lip tint, which is more of a cocktail, kind of red. And it's called Tea Time. And that was my grandmother, what she would say. I really wanted to pay homage to her. And she would say, it's tea time when she wanted to start having her wine each evening.
Oh, I love that.
Day night color, and it's more of a holiday color. So we have that coming out. We have got some really, really wonderful seasonal soaps that are going to be a set, a red and green set that I am in love with. We focus on cleansing bars, which is so different than traditional soap. These are really nourishing ingredients in a you know, basic soap, but they are not, they don't have any detergents that are used in them. And traditional soaps, which are actually detergent bars, such as like Dove and Dial and Irish Spring, those have detergents sprayed on them to harden them, which this is why they're harsh on skin. A traditional soap or cleansing bar does not use any of those detergents, and they are poured into molds and they harden and they are cut and put on racks, and the air is what helps them go through a process called saponification, which hardens the bar and it neutralizes the lye, which is the cleansing agent in the bar. And it keeps the kind of the nourishing ingredients, such as the oils and the butters, intact. And this is why they're wonderful for skin. So we have really cool Christmas bars coming out. And then we have really fun sets that we're putting together of some of our best sellers.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I know where I'm going to be doing my Christmas shopping this year. Well, thank you, Allison, for sharing your time and expertise. This was amazing. I learned a lot, and I know everyone else will too.
Oh, thank you, Joanna. It was an honor.
Yes, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to On the Shelf. Join us next month as we continue to talk to thought leaders and change makers in the world of wellness.